CNN, Tens of Thousands of Fraudulent African Refugees Living in America. By John Binder on October 13, 2019. There are likely tens of thousands of fraudulent refugees from Africa living in the United States, a CNN investigation reveals. In an investigative report by CNN, fraudulent refugees from Kenya who posed as persecuted Somalians detail how they and their entire families came to the U.S. and lived on food stamps for years. CNN reports. Like other families who arrived as Somali refugees, he says they first depended on food stamps to get by. But the family of seven successfully navigated their new life, and his siblings grew up to become nurses and teachers. Emphasis added. But his family members weren't refugees, and they weren't born in Somalia. They were born in Kenya, and he says his father faked their refugee status in the 1990s to get into the U.S. Emphasis added. I feel bad for them, the real refugees, but at the same time it is all about first come, first served. I feel like if they had come before us, then we would have been the ones to stay and they would be the ones who would have gone, he says. Emphasis added. The level of fraudulent refugees, particularly from Kenya but posing as persecuted populations from other African nations, is at least in the tens of thousands, according to CNN's investigation. An untold number of these fraudulent refugees are living in the U.S. after being resettled using IDs and retelling fake stories. In many cases, Africans have bought their way into the U.S. refugee resettlement program. One case described by CNN involves a Kenyan national in his 20s who is currently attempting to buy his way into the U.S. by paying off middlemen that can fraudulently get him classified as a Somali refugee. So far, the Kenyan and his brother have paid $300 each to get refugee status, obtaining a number and card that classifies them as refugees. Soon, the Kenyan told CNN, they will pay the facilitator $12,000 to help them make it to the U.S. fraudulently. He told me to say I was born in Somalia, that I came through the border in a bus full of people. The Kenyan told CNN of the fake story the facilitator told him and his brother to repeat, that we were running from there. As Breitbart News has reported, the Bush administration was forced to shut down a refugee program out of Africa in 2008 after DNA tests by the State Department revealed a nearly 90% fraud rate in the system. To cut back on fraud and national security concerns, President Donald Trump's administration has reduced the refugee resettlement ceiling for fiscal year 2019 to a maximum of 18,000 admissions. This is merely a numerical limit and not a goal of resettlement to be reached. The lowering of the cap represents an 80% reduction to the Obama administration's mass inflow of refugees. The U.S. has permanently resettled more than 1.7 million foreign nationals and refugees through a variety of humanitarian programs, a foreign population larger than the size of Philadelphia, which has 1.5 million residents. The resettlement of refugees in the U.S. costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.